From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Security is likely being increased at religious sites in Saudi Arabia after suicide bombers struck Monday, killing four security officials and wounding five others. The attackers set off the explosives in the holy city of Medina at a checkpoint outside one of Islam's holiest sites, the mosque where Prophet Muhammad is buried. Amin Sakal is the regional analyst at the Australian National University.
This is the second holiest site for Muslims after Mecca, and therefore it is extremely sacred, and any acts of aggression against the Prophet Muhammad's site would certainly invite a lot of anger and disillusionment on the part of the Muslims around the world.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Islamic State has carried out a series of bombing and shooting attacks in the kingdom in the past 2 years. No foreigners were hurt in Monday's blast, which occurred as the holy month of Ramadan draws to a close. In Baghdad, five convicted terrorists were executed and dozens of suspected terrorists arrested in wake of Sunday's massive truck bombing. The death toll has risen to at least 175, with around 200 wounded and dozens missing. Rescuers are continuing to search for more victims. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the suicide attack. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has ordered tighter security measures. Japan's foreign minister is expressing sorrow and indignation as the bodies of seven Japanese nationals killed in an attack at a restaurant in Bangladesh returned home. The victims were among 20 hostages and two police officers killed Saturday in Dhaka. Bangladesh has seen a number of attacks in recent months, mostly targeting secular bloggers, atheists, and religious minorities. This is VOA News.